This is Jay Sekulow. More problems with the president's authorization of military force. My guest knows Baghdad. He's the vicar of Baghdad, Canon Andrew White.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The hostages weren't famous, just Egyptian Christians who'd been looking for migrant work in Libya. They're famous now, butchered as part of the ISIS plan to enslave, convert, or exterminate opposing faiths. And something else was murdered 21 times on that terrible day on the beach. The hopes and dreams of the Arab Spring, and with them, the U.S. administration's Mideast policy.
We have to address the political grievances that terrorists exploit. There is not a single perfect causal link, but the link is undeniable. When people are oppressed and human rights are denied, particularly along sectarian lines or ethnic lines, when dissent is silenced, it feeds violent extremism.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're talking about the Islamic State's global ambitions. This was an editorial in the Wall Street Journal this weekend, and it talks about that ISIS has adapted more quickly than U.S. strategy has succeeded, and it's pursuing a deliberate strategy to offset its tactical losses in Iraq and Syria. The president announcing that there's going to be an attack. He gave the date on which there will be an action taken against ISIS forces in Mosul. But the fact of the matter is the request for, and this is the president's request for authorization to use military force, is getting a lot of serious concern in Washington, D.C., because we are signaling to a very vicious enemy that, in fact, ground troops will not be employed. And this, by the way, hamstrings not only President Obama, but the next president of the United States, who would be bound by this authorization of military force without the ability to use ground troops if necessary. And, Jordan, this is getting wide, and I will now say bipartisan, opposition right now in Washington, D.C. What's the latest there?
That's right. What we expect is that there will be an authorization of the use of force that goes through Congress, but it will be very different than what President Obama has requested. And in this unique time when the Congress, Republican-controlled in both the House and the Senate, will be empowering the president more, giving more power to the president so he's not bootstrapping our military officials who will be fighting this in the air and potentially even on the ground, as some of the CENTCOM assessments came out over the weekend.
Let's ask ourselves, why is it that the president will not, and let me underscore this, will not commit military troops if needed to engage in this? And why aren't the generals working with the president on this? Why is there so much concern in the military? Why is the president so reluctant to eliminate the threat known as ISIS? We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. By the way, joining us in the next segment of the broadcast is a very good friend of ours. He is the vicar of Baghdad, the Anglican priest in Baghdad. He's a Ministry of Reconciliation there. He's a tremendous Christian man, a doctor by training. That is Canon Andrew White. He has served in Iraq and Jordan and Kurdistan for the church, and he's going to talk about the plight of Christians in the Middle East. It's a grave situation right now, and we're glad our television audience is here with us to join in this conversation because this is an incredible opportunity for you to ask Canon White a question. Would be a great opportunity. I encourage you to call us with any questions you have on Iraq, with Christians in Iraq, at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Let me play for you the president's statement, and then I'm going to tell you how to take direct action, number 25.
The resolution we've submitted today does not call for the deployment of U.S. ground combat forces to Iraq or Syria. It is not the authorization of another ground war like Afghanistan or Iraq.
Now, could you imagine the Israeli military forces saying what they're not going to do? I don't understand the president's logic in this. But, folks, we're fighting on that. We do think there's grounds for authorization for military force, just not this one. And we think we do not need to limit this president, or for that matter, he's limiting himself, or the next president of the United States, as this resolution would call for, be binding for 3 years. If you want to voice your opposition, and by the way, over 102,000 have, go to ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Take action now. We'll be back with your calls at 1-800-684-3110. And my guest, Andrew White.
The deadly reach of ISIS, the Islamic State, is expanding. At a time when radical Islamists ramp up their brutality with the beheadings of 21 Egyptian Christians, President Obama is now trying to force his failed foreign policy on our next president. That's right, the president has sent an authorization for the use of military force to Congress that would restrict our nation's fight against ISIS. Even worse, it would tie the hands of the next president, a flawed strategy that would remain in place even after President Obama leaves office. As ISIS keeps advancing, now is not the time to tie our hands. The ACLJ is mobilizing our resources on Capitol Hill to send a clear message. Say no to President Obama's failed policies. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Broadcast, everyone. By the way, that song, Where I Stand, is by our band here, Jay Sekulow Live. You can get that wherever you buy music. And all of the proceeds from that go to our work helping the persecuted church. Let me encourage you also, we've got a very unique situation. We are joined in radio studio today, and our television audience has got a treat as well, and that is Canon Andrew White, good friend of ours, who is the vicar of Baghdad, has got a great ministry of reconciliation. If you want to talk to him, by the way, we'll be taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Andrew, you have served your church, the body of Christ, in a ministry of reconciliation in Iraq. We're trying right now, we're talking about the situation in Iraq. You've been shuttling back and forth. As you view it right now, and you've been there since the war initially took place, and you've been there through this
late war.
Now, the one now, of course, with ISIS, the first one. Yeah. And let me ask you this. As you see it right now, because I think this is important for our radio audience and our television audience to understand since you've been there, how do you view the situation right now, specifically first for Christians?
Christians are facing the biggest crisis and tragedy that they have ever faced. It's very interesting. When this started to happen a few months ago, the first people who came to my aid was not the Christians. It was the Jews.
Mm.
They said, we have been there before. We know the pain. We know the difficulty. Fortunately, a lot of the Christians have come on side now and are helping us. But things are so desperate, and so many of our church are fleeing, and so much of our work is trying to sustain those who have fled, and who have fled to places like Jordan, Turkey, and Kurdistan. And we are trying to maintain the faith of the people. The faith we can maintain, but so many are being killed and removed and desecrated.
Let me ask you this, Jordan, as Canon White was just talking about this. Is it translating to Washington right now, the serious? I mean, I know that Lindsey Graham's been talking about it and a couple of other senators. The seriousness of the situation right now for Christians in the Middle East and Muslims as well. I mean, they are, you know, ISIS is on a rampage. But it's, right now we're talking about the Christian community. Is it clear in Washington the gravity of this situation?
I think it's very difficult for Americans, and including American politicians who have not been on the ground in these places and seen these refugee camps and heard these stories, as Cannon White has, to talk about these mass movements of population this way, those who are fleeing, and to imagine the situation, the humanitarian crisis, when you have hundreds of thousands of people and millions, if you include all of these different countries that are being affected by this, who have literally left their homes and have nothing, have lost family members or entire families killed. And then when you look to that, the more violent side of this, for any of us, you know, we're shocked and horrified when we see the images of the Jordanian pilot or the 21 Christians on the beach in Libya being killed. But to put that into a larger perspective, the atrocities we aren't seeing but we do hear about, it is very difficult for Americans to fully understand and grasp the severity of.
We, by the way, want you to help Cannon White's efforts. So whatever funds are donated today, we're going to make sure to go over to the relief efforts for Cannon White. So you could do that at aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. We'll also put up a link on our Facebook page to the website for the great Ministry of Reconciliation that Cannon White heads up. I want to follow up on what Jordan said, because I think this is an issue of the reality. You have had an incredible and do have an incredible ministry in the Middle East, one of the most, probably the most dangerous place in the world right now. And it's
the best.
Yeah, but the best. I agree.
Most dangerous, yes. But there's nowhere better than being where God wants you to be.
And is there any doubt right now in your mind, and obviously there's not, but I want you to, I think it's important for people to hear your passion on this, that the church has to engage this area of the world?
The church comes from this area of the world. It started there. It will end there. Because our Yeshua, our Jesus, is coming back there. It all began there. And it will all end there.
The nature of the engagement, we talked about this on an interview we just did for television, but let's still talk about this for our radio audience here. There is a concern in the United States right now that we are not significantly naming the enemy. In other words, and I think this was true, this goes through both administrations. I think there was some of this in the previous administration as well. There's this reluctancy to call the enemy they are. And this idea, and you work with the Muslim community. We had on the program last week Zudi Jasser, who is Muslim, was very outspoken on these issues and is very good on these issues. But you've worked with Muslims as well. But when you look at the threat of ISIS, when ISIS first raised its head, I had you in an interview in Jerusalem. You said this was a group that you're a guy that deals with reconciliation and negotiation, that this was not a group you could negotiate with.
You can't at all. I am a great believer in meeting with enemies. I meet with bad people all the time. I call them the bad guys.
Yep.
And I invited the bad guys from ISIS to come and have lunch with me. And they said, if we come to you, we'll kill you. So they didn't come. You can't engage. These people are so evil. These terrorists are so extreme that it's impossible to engage with them.
You know, I was last year we were at Oxford, as we do. We have our Oxford Center for the Study of Law and Public Policy, and we had a program that we were involved in at Exeter College and at Harris Manchester. And it was interesting because the tutor, the professor that was the head of this particular program where I was giving papers and others were as well, is a guy that's very much a negotiator and politically left of center. But he said that when it comes to ISIS, he's the one who told me there's one way to deal with them, crush them. Do you share that sentiment that they have to be eliminated as a threat?
Sadly, yes. In the nice world, working with peace, reconciliation, and forgiveness, I still say to my people, we must pray for them.
Mm.
We must pray that they change. But I have seen no change.
Yeah.
And unless they are removed, unless they are overpowered, they will defeat us totally.
You're talking about the Christian community in Iraq being eliminated. That's what we're talking about on this. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, listening to what Cannon White just said and the passion and the reality of what we're dealing with, our job now is to translate that into, we've got an authorization for use of military force. Will you touch on, for our audience that's listening, because there's been a lot of discussion about this over the last couple of weeks, where we are on this and what the opposition is and what the, where we see this going. I don't think anybody disagrees that there's a need for military force. It's just how we frame it.
That's right. And that's the situation we're in now, which is a debate about what to send back to President Obama from Capitol Hill. He has sent in a request. It uses a military, a new terms of art, terms that you could not use as a military attorney or a judge advocate general, look at and understand what the exact meanings of these terms were when it comes to ground troops and
right.
the duration of those ground troops and how to use them. So this is a president who has really rarely tried to limit his power and executive authority in making decisions about how to govern both domestic and foreign policy. Here he asked Congress really to limit his power and the future president's power in fighting ISIS. So there's opposition on both sides of the aisle to this authorization of the use of military force, the AUMF. What we suspect is a different AUMF will go to the White House, and the question will be, will President Obama sign it? And this will be a unique situation because it will empower the president, give the president, have Congress in a unique situation, giving more power to President Obama to carry out this mission.
The draft authorization for military action, our military force, says the authority granted in subsection A does not authorize the use of the United States Armed Forces in enduring offensive ground combat operations. I just can't for the life of me figure out why we're signaling that to our enemy. I want to get your comments on that, Andrew, after the break. We've got to take a break here, folks. A couple things we want you to do. If you want to talk to us on air, it's 800-684-3110. We are very blessed to have Canon Andrew White, the Vicar of Baghdad, in our studios today. We are televising this as well, so our television audience will be able to see this in the days ahead. But I want to encourage you to do a couple things. One is we want to get the right authorization for military force on the president's desk. You could join that petition at aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. But there's something else I'd like you to do. Cannon White has an incredible – I've worked with them firsthand on this, folks, in the Middle East. An incredible ministry in the Middle East. And I'm looking at talking to our television audience and our radio audience. Your support – for him will make a huge difference. You could go right to aclj.org, whatever comes in for this today. We're going to make sure it goes to Cannon White, or you could call in at 1-877-989-2255. So if you want to sign the petition, it's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. If you want to support the work of what Cannon White's doing, you can do that as well at aclj.org or 877-989-2255. We'll take a couple of your phone calls when we come back at 800-684-3110.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. The deadly reach of ISIS, the Islamic State, is expanding. At a time when radical Islamists ramp up their brutality with the beheadings of 21 Egyptian Christians, President Obama is now trying to force his failed foreign policy on our next president. That's right. The president has sent an authorization for the use of military force to Congress that would restrict our nation's fight against ISIS. Even worse, it would tie the hands of the next president, a flawed strategy that would remain in place even after President Obama leaves office. As ISIS keeps advancing, now is not the time to tie our hands. The ACLJ is mobilizing our resources on Capitol Hill to send a clear message. Say no to President Obama's failed policies.
Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
That song, of course, Where I Stand, you can get it with our book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore. And by the way, that version, which is also available wherever you buy your music, is with our good friend Ricky Skaggs. Came into our studios here, our media center, and sat down with our team, our band, and played that song with us. And it's a moving tribute to the persecuted church. We are talking with Canon Andrew White, the vicar of Baghdad. We're thrilled to have him in our studio. Jordan's in Washington, D.C. I want to get a time frame, Jordan. Do we have a time frame yet on this vote on the authorization of military force and the situation with the attack on ISIS?
No, not exactly. So we don't know exactly when this vote will occur yet. Congress has, again, this is something where it's the discussion is how much to empower the president and really what to do differently throughout this. It's a controversial issue because, again, there are many members of Congress on both sides of the aisle for different reasons who disagree with the president's strategy. So they almost feel, I think, that regardless of whatever power they may give him, that he is not going to carry this out in the way that is going to be most effective. So if you're watching in the news shows over the weekend and over the last even couple of weeks, you would see high-ranking members of Congress, many with military backgrounds, seriously question the president's strategy to defeat ISIS. And then we hear reports coming out of our central command talking about the idea of ground forces to take back cities like Mosul.
We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Ashley, who's calling from North Dakota on line two. If you want to talk to us on air, by the way, it's 800-684-3110. Ashley, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello, you guys, and thank you for all you do.
Thanks.
And we're praying for you, Victor.
Thank you.
And I'm curious, in the newspaper just recently, now I'm seeing a lot of headlines that are saying ISIS is losing. But who's fighting ISIS? I feel like we get mixed messages from our media based off of what President Obama's doing.
Yeah, let's talk about this. ISIS is losing. Well, I mean, it depends. I mean, we go ahead, Vicar, because the reality is Canon White knows this because he's been there. But, I mean, just from a legal and political situation, they have garnered vast territory, and they are running like they are operating like a government. We see the brutality, of course, on the media with the beheadings and the crucifixions. But the reality is, Vicar, that we've got it doesn't appear that ISIS, you're there. ISIS does not appear to be losing.
They're running half the country. They've taken over most of the country. They are not losing. What we have seen in the last few days is that they are still moving forward. Things are still horrendous, not just for the Christians,
right,
but also for a lot of the Muslim community.
So if you disagree with them, even if you were Sunni, which they are, if you disagree with them as a Sunni,
they'll kill you.
Without any question.
No question. Their biggest group of people that they are killing, phasing out now, destroying, are not the Christians and not the Shia. They are the Sunni who oppose them.
Yeah, because they believe that they are the greatest of the infidels.
They are the greatest.
Yeah.
And they are about fighting the battle to show they have the power. And in reality, they do not have the power.
You know, we've got an interesting situation, Jordan, coming in. I want to take M., who's calling from Indiana on line three. And the reason I want to do this is because I'm going to make a statement that may sound a little bit provocative, but I want to put it in context. But, Em, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Thanks. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. You need
to
turn. Let me tell you, yes, but you're not going to be able to hear me unless you turn down your radio. You're trying to listen, so just go ahead and turn your radio down, and now you could go ahead and talk.
Okay.
I'll tell you what we're going to do. You've got a really good question. I'm going to wait until you get this fixed before we go back to you. Jordan, let's talk about this. in this context, what the vicar just said, Canon White just said, the reality and the nature of the threat that we're engaged in right now, it's touched off a bit of a firestorm in Washington, as it should, because there are many of us, and I put myself in this camp, that believe we are really in a significant battle right now. And as Canon White just said, they've taken over, ISIS has taken over half the country of Iraq, and they're running it as if they were a government.
They're not running, making a terror strike and then running to a cave or a hideout. They are openly governing. Yes, that means that they are subject to airstrikes, and those have been going on. But does that ultimately finish the job? And what has been the resounding answer has been no, that this will not be destroyed. It is not just about one or two leaders. It is about a radical version of an ideology, kind of a double radical, where you've got people who are not just joining the ranks of ISIS from Iraq and Syria, and the president's talked about the economic empowerment message, but you've also got the situation where people who are in pretty safe environments around the world who are being recruited to join these causes because of the recruiters, the money that's out there, the recruitment that's out there. This is not something that's going to go away overnight, and it is a very different threat than Al-Qaeda because, as Canon White said, when you're dealing with people who are governing half of a country and they are governing through social services and court systems and legal processes that we may strongly disagree with, even be disgusted by, that is a reality that you must face. How do you eliminate that, and can you do that just by the air?
They have no influence whatsoever within the government of Iraq.
Right.
But they have total influence as regards the structure of Iraq. Because if you don't agree with them, if you don't follow them, they will kill you. They have literally killed scores of our people. They have burnt them alive. They have killed them. They have chopped their heads off. They turned up not so long ago to one of my community's houses, and they said, unless you say the words of conversion to Islam, we will kill your children in front of you. He said the words. He phoned me. He said, Abuna, Abuna, will Yeshua leave me? I said those words. I said, Yeshua will never leave you. The next day or 2 days later, they turned up to somebody else. This time they didn't ask the father. They said to the children, will you convert to Islam? Will you follow Muhammad? Otherwise you're dead. The children took each other's hands. They said, we have always followed Jesus. We have always loved Jesus. We will never, ever leave Jesus. They shot them all dead.
Folks, here's what we need to do, and I need everybody that's listening to do this. Canon White has an incredible work in Iraq and Jordan and Kurdistan throughout the Middle East, and Ministry of Reconciliation. Go to aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255 and support us, and that will support them. We're going to make sure that the proceeds that come in support the great work of Canon White's ministry in the Middle East and Ministry of Reconciliation, but also protecting the Christian church in Baghdad, which is pretty much, and it's hard to say it, but it's been wiped out. You go to aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. Remember this, we're here for another half hour. If you're on SiriusXM, you get the full hour. If not, just go over to aclj.org. We also want you to sign on to this petition that we've got going right now that is going to oppose the authorization for military force as drafted and encourage a different version of it. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We'll be back with more, including your phone calls, in just a moment.
As ISIS keeps advancing, now is not the time to tie our hands. The ACLJ is mobilizing our resources on Capitol Hill to send a clear message. Say no to President Obama's failed policies. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Talking about freedom.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We wanted to hear from you on this important topic of what's going on in the Middle East, what's going on with Christians in the Middle East. It's a very troubling situation, obviously, horribly difficult. But there's a man that's been raised up for that challenge. That is Canon Andrew White, the vicar of Baghdad. He is our guest. We're going to go right back to the phones. We tried to get M in earlier. Let's go ahead. M, you're on the air. Go ahead with your question, please.
Yes, first I'd like to say that, of course, there won't be any peace till Jesus Christ come first. Secondly, my questions were two-part, which were, has anyone considered the possibility that President Obama's position was that he didn't want the American people to think that he's throwing us back into another war with our troops and families?
Sure.
And then secondly, has anyone considered that ISIS basically may be an extension of the 9/11 terrorists who,
well, I'll tell you why they're not. It's very because the 9/11 terrorists, which was Al-Qaeda, ISIS split off from Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda operated in caves. They hid. ISIS is a jihadist army, so there's a significant difference there. Is the president concerned about what ground troops will mean? Look, I mean, who wants to go to war? Nobody does. But I think the reality is, Canon White, you said this when we were interviewing earlier for video purposes, that you think, as someone that's been in the region and sees the power that ISIS has right now, that ground troops are necessary. You can't just – they're not hiding in caves.
Absolutely. You can't win this war by dropping bombs from the sky. These people are out there. They're on the ground. They're changing the life of the majority of the people, and they can only be changed if they are removed. There's no other way.
Jordan, is the sense, I mean, you're there in Washington every day, is there the sense right now, because we are war-weary, and who wouldn't be after 10 years of this? I feel like we're in the 1,000-year war. I mean, is this, I don't see, unfortunately, right now, I don't see an end in sight. From a political standpoint, from a legal standpoint, from a law of war standpoint, I don't see an end in sight right now. But what is the sense on Capitol Hill on this? Because the president is trying to, it's a very difficult situation. This is, you know, you got to pray for the president. You may agree with him on this policy, disagree with him on that, but he's the president of the United States. You got to pray for the president because this is a very difficult situation if you're going to commit troops. Again, to the, we already have troops in the region, but a much more significant conflict.
Well, I think it's very simple, actually, that you've got war-weary politicians who are still beating the drums of more than a decade ago about Iraq. And then you've got the American people seeing the horrors, seeing the atrocities, seeing the Americans that have been beheaded, the Westerners going to join the terror attacks here in the United States by those who are inspired by this version of radical Islam. And people are scared. And that's why we have a military, is that it's not just to be the world's police officer. We're talking about protecting the United States of America here from a threat that can also be from within. So I think there's two views of this. There's the Washington politician view, who has been against this since the Iraq War. And then there's the American people who continue to see the atrocities. And remember, we have troops that are in harm's way. We have some of these air bases that have hundreds of U.S. troops at them in Iraq. And ISIS is trying to slowly surround those bases with fighters and trying to engage in a direct conflict. What happens if ISIS were to swarm a base that housed U.S. military officials? Then you would certainly be in a situation where you'd be in full-scale war. Can we prevent going that step by doing more on the ground?
All right, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Our guest, the Vicar of Baghdad, Canon Andrew White, a dear friend of ours. We encourage you, if you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. Also, as we said, we want to support the work of Andrew White. You could do that by any donation you make today to ACLJ or at 1-877-989-2255. We'll make sure it goes to his great relief work. We're happy to stand with him. Again, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We'll take more of your calls when we come back at 1-800-684-3110. Back with more in a moment.
Reaction.
The deadly reach of ISIS, the Islamic State, is expanding at a time when radical Islamists ramp up their brutality with the beheadings of 21 Egyptian Christians. President Obama is now trying to force his failed foreign policy on our next president. That's right. The president has sent an authorization for the use of military force to Congress that would restrict our nation's fight against ISIS. Even worse, it would tie the hands of the next president, a flawed strategy that would remain in place even after President Obama leaves office. As ISIS keeps advancing, now is not the time to tie our hands. The ACLJ is mobilizing our resources on Capitol Hill to send a clear message. Say no to President Obama's failed policies. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. The song Where I Stand, which of course comes with our book Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. We are taking your calls as well at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. This was from President Obama's interview back earlier this month. Let me play it for you, number 23.
What I do insist on is that we maintain a proper perspective, and that we do not provide a victory to these terrorist networks by overinflating their importance and suggesting in some fashion that they are an existential threat to the United States or the world order.
So I'm going to disagree with the president on this, because I do believe it is an existential threat to world order, because when you start talking about oil-producing nations, folks, and somebody can say, oh, this is all about oil, but the reality is, understand this. You want to cripple a world economy? Bring the oil and gas under control of groups like ISIS. So that makes it an existential threat. And it's certainly an existential threat to the region. And the days of the Westphalian idea of world order post-World War I is changing radically before our eyes here. So I want to start with you on this, and we're going to get some phone calls, by the way, at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I want to ask you this, Andrew. The president says he doesn't want to overinflate it, which tells me that it's kind of downgrading this. You've been there on the ground. It's as bad as we're hearing and seeing, correct?
Absolutely. And the thing which is so frustrating is when people talk about the threat to American troops or American infrastructure or the American forces, it's no threat to them. It's killing us. It's a threat to our people. It's not a threat to the American people. The fact is, the Americans are the policemen of the world now. There's nobody else. I often say, I've got to go to Washington. They think they run the world. Well, they do run the world. That is the reality. Without them, we have no direction. And at the moment, they are not giving us the direction that we need.
Jordan, Ken White just brought this up, and that is Washington, the view of Washington right now. I mean, Lindsey Graham was on air this weekend talking about the idea that the United States has to step up here. You're hearing Democratic members of the United States Congress saying the same thing. Is there a sense that this concern is what Andrew White is saying, that there we've got to direct this? You can't lead this from behind.
Well, you lead this from behind, and guess what happens? 21 Christians will get killed on a beach in Libya after what happened already in our consulate in Benghazi. I mean, remember what happened in Libya. We kind of let NATO take charge and the lead from behind language. That's where it came from. And people continue to be killed. You have states of chaos where another place where ISIS is growing, a place we supposedly helped to liberate but weren't there to do the next step. And that is the mindset we've got to make clear to people is even when we have tried this new strategy of President Obama's, it has led to the similar situations, uprisings of radical groups, the killing of innocent people, the persecution of Christians and religious minorities, and all-out chaos.
And it's happening every day.
Yeah.
It's not just the occasional things you see in the media. Every day it's happening.
I actually said
people.
That there's a 9/11 taking place every day right now in the Middle East, and that those kind of numbers. All right, this is a free country, so we take calls that are opposing as well. We're taking your calls on both sides of the issue. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. That's 800-684-3110. Let's take Kingsley. On line four, Kingsley, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, like I say, you know, to your person that put me on there, I think you're doing a lot of good. You know, I've been listening to you for a while. But
thank you.
I'm a little bit confused, really. To me, it's as though you're running a campaign against the president. I've only heard you give him, you know, credit once. I mean, you know, I don't understand that.
Well, that's not true. I've given him credit more than once. I just fundamentally disagree, Kingsley, on the way that we're engaging the Middle East. I've studied the Middle East. I've lectured on the Middle East. I've litigated cases in the Middle East. I've represented Christians that have been slaughtered by Hamas in Gaza. I have represented other religious minorities, not just Christians, that have been the subject of these groups. And I just think we're making a fundamental mistake if we underestimate the nature and scope of the enemy we're now facing. This is worse than Al-Qaeda. They're not hiding in caves. And the most recent reports we have now, you know, we don't know the exact number, but there are some. I want people to think about this. There are somewhere between 35,000 and 50,000 ISIS troops right now in Iraq and Syria. There's some in Libya. We know there's some in Jordan. Combine that with Hamas, and you're looking at a standing army of 90,000. Let me say that again. Combine it with Hamas. I'm not even putting Hezbollah in that. And it's the 90,000 is the size of that army. So when the president says, because I'm a lawyer, I have to deal with the facts, we have to maintain a proper perspective. I mean, it's a lot easier for us to maintain a proper perspective in the United States. Cannon White, it's much more difficult to have that, quote, not overblow the threat when you're the one living there as you have with your people.
Absolutely. We might be just a minority group of people. ISIS may not be the majority, but their threat is enormous because they are about the manipulation of power. And how do they show their power? They blow you up. They kill you. And they're doing it.
Every day.
Every day.
So, Kingsley, it's a disagreement on approach. Look, he's the president of the United States. There are policies we don't agree with. I've said this about immigration reform. I'm for comprehensive immigration reform. I want a secure border, but I think we've got to realize we're not deporting 12 million people. But having said that, I don't think presidents get to do that on their own. That's a legal issue. When it comes to this in the Middle East, the president's put forward an authorization for military force. And Jordan, the problem with that authorization is it bootstraps the next president of the United States.
That's absolutely right. I mean, it calls for basically limits to what would be done on the ground in enduring operations and ground forces. And the language has come under a lot of criticism, some from the right because they believe, again, it's the president trying to bootstrap his ability and not really try to limit his ability to fight this war and potentially future presidents as well. It's come from criticism from the left because of the vagueness of the document, these new terms they've used. It's really like the White House went and said, let's come up with new terms of art for the law of war and the law of armed conflict, and we'll use that, and maybe no one will notice. And the fact is that Washington noticed on both sides of the aisle.
All right, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let me say this also, Cannon Whiter, get your opinion on this. As you have had to do a relocation effort of a significant portion, you have an Iraqi Christian community that's pretty much being wiped out. I know it's hard to even say that, but that's the reality of what we're dealing with. You're in a relocation mode. I want to get into that in the next segment of the broadcast, but you still got the operations going on in Baghdad, but the people are in desperate shape. I mean, we're trying to help, standing alongside you, but the people there need help.
Our people have nothing. They have no homes. They have no food. Just last week, we started school in Jordan so that the people who fled from Iraq can be educated, their children. What joy there has been there, because they had nothing. It at least has given them a little hope. And that's why it's so wonderful hearing you, Jay, because we sometimes feel that the world has forgotten us. But this morning I hear that you are still with us. You won't forget us. You won't leave us. And we need you. We need you if we're going to survive with caring for our people, caring for their medical needs, their educational needs, their basic food and living conditions. Our job is showing the love of Christ to those who are broken with nothing.
Folks, we want to encourage you to stand with us as we stand along the side of Cannon Whiter and reach out to people that are in desperate situation. I mean, we cannot even fathom what these people are having to deal with, brothers and sisters are having to deal with. You cannot even fathom it. We see it on TV, but until you're there and experience, I don't think it reaches the same level. So Cannon Whiter was gracious enough to join us today. He'll be here for the next segment of the broadcast. If you want to talk to us on air, it's 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. But as I'm looking at our television audience, talking to our radio audience today, let me encourage you to go to aclj.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255 and tell the operator, I'm standing with Jay. I'm standing with Cannon Whiter. We're going to stand with our brothers and sisters that are being persecuted because of their faith. It's that straightforward. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 is the number. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And I want to encourage you to call us on air at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We'll be back with more in just a moment. I can't stand to see this evil. For a second, would stand up.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear: beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. The deadly reach of ISIS, the Islamic State, is expanding. At a time when radical Islamists ramp up their brutality with the beheadings of 21 Egyptian Christians, President Obama is now trying to force his failed foreign policy on our next president. That's right, the president has sent an authorization for the use of military force to Congress that would restrict our nation's fight against ISIS. Even worse, it would tie the hands of the next president, a flawed strategy that would remain in place even after President Obama leaves office. As ISIS keeps advancing, now is not the time to tie our hands. The ACLJ is mobilizing our resources on Capitol Hill to send a clear message. Say no to President Obama's failed policies.
Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Our guest is Canon Andrew White, the Vicar of Baghdad. He's certainly given us a lot to think about and a lot to pray for and a lot of reasons we want you to help. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. As you stand along our side with us, we're standing aside on the side with Andrew White and the great ministry that they have in the Middle East, and encourage you to do the same at ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Jordan, let's take some more calls. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. Let's take another phone call, Jordan.
Yeah, Mike is calling in from Massachusetts on line one. Mike, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jay. Thank you for everything. And
thanks.
My prayers are with the folks out there.
Thank you.
This really bothered me years ago, and you have touched on it, and I just was thinking maybe it might be helpful to touch on it again about the president and where we derive our laws from, and especially what he puts his hand on when they swear him in.
Well, you're talking about the being a nation of citizens. Let me play for everybody. I have said this, and people that listen to this broadcast know when I agree with the president on something, I say it. When I disagree, I say it. And I said that a lot of the problem in the Middle East started right here, is when the president went to Cairo in Egypt and made this speech and said these words. Listen.
You know, I've said before that one of the great strengths of the United States is, although, as I mentioned, we have a very large Christian population. We do not consider ourselves a Christian nation or a Jewish nation or a Muslim nation. We consider ourselves a nation of citizens.
And that's a complete non sequitur, because every nation is a nation of citizens. You could be under a totalitarian regime and still be a citizen. You could be a citizen of Nazi Germany. It's still a citizen. So a nation of citizens is not an answer. You have to have a foundation where your thoughts, beliefs, practices, understanding of how government's supposed to work come from. Ours is within the Judeo-Christian tradition. That doesn't mean if you're not Jewish or Christian, you don't get to participate fully in the government. Of course you do. But we've got to understand where our foundation is, Mike. And I appreciate you saying that, because I think it's important to come back to the foundations of this. Let me go to Canon White on kind of touching on this point. You said that the United States is not sending out a clear signal right now.
No, it's not.
So what is the what is the impact of that lack of clarity?
The impact of that lack of clarity is that the evil people who are trying to destroy us are given more power and more force. And they think as if they have wisdom. What you say, Jay, is absolutely right. We must have a Judeo-Christian foundation. That is where we come from. That is what we believe. That is what we stand for, and that is the only liberty given to our people. Without that, we will be destroyed.
So, Jordan, following up with Canon White, what he just said, which I think is critical here, and that is this lack of leadership. Let's talk about this authorization for military force, what it means, what it doesn't mean, and the danger that it proposes if it were to, in fact, be passed, which I don't think it will be at this point.
That's right. Well, what the president would want it to mean is basically a message to ISIS and to our allies around the world that we may continue airstrikes. There may be some limited ground forces and special operations used, very limited, but that there will not be any massive troop movements. There will not be taking over of cities, towns, or villages. And that's what it says. Now, at the same time, we have leaders from our military talking about using military force to take back cities like Mosul in Iraq. So the question is, could you even accomplish that under this authorization of use of military force? So where are we? Congress is likely going to send something back. They'll send back something to President Obama to put on his desk, but it will look very different. So for all those who think that this Congress has actually tried to stop or thwart President Obama on this issue, what they're likely going to do is give him more power and make sure our military leaders are not constricted in what they're able to do in fighting ISIS and the strategies that they want to try and implement in stopping ISIS.
All right, we're taking your calls, as I said, but also, folks, if you want to sign on that petition, it's aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. 2255. Jordan, let's take another phone call here.
Yep, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Christina in Pennsylvania. Online too. Christina, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Christina. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. You're on the air.
Hi, Jay. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I sort of have an opposing view. I believe that, you know, it's fine that you can have this opinion, but I feel like it's very difficult to call one a Christian and have that. I believe that when Christ disarmed Peter, he disarmed all of us. And I believe that Christ always provides another way. He's the third way.
Christina, let's walk through this for a moment here, and I'm gonna ask Cannon White to talk about this as well. You don't really believe that when Jesus disarmed Peter, that he disarmed all of us. Do you really believe that?
Oh, I definitely do.
My relatives were in Nazi Germany, and there was opposition to keep the Nazis from killing by gas chambers and ovens my family members, they should have just willingly just walked in, right?
I think that Jesus provides...
Whoa. I'm asking you a question. You just said we're supposed to put down our arms. Do you really believe that? In that context, what I just gave you, that where my relatives were in Nazi Germany, they should have just willingly walked into the gas chambers and nobody should have put up a resistance.
I do not agree with it one bit.
No, do you think that it was okay let me ask you the next question. Do you think it was okay for someone to say, you know what, we're going to do armed resistance. May not work, but we're going to do armed resistance here. Or the United States coming and saying, you know what, we're going to stop the Nazis from this genocide because it's wrong.
You know that.
Well, then what's the difference between that and, I'm going to ask Cannon White this, what's the difference between that and what's happening to Christians and Muslims that disagree with ISIS every single day? Is there any difference? It's the same kind of killing.
Absolutely. And we have to stand firm. We have to have the ability to protect those that need protecting with power.
Now, Cannon White, Christina, so you know, his ministry is based on reconciliation. Okay? It's a reconciliation-based ministry. So I think your interpretation of that scripture is incorrect, both on a theological standpoint, but I will tell you this, on a legal standpoint, there is no justification. If you are being attacked, if your country is being attacked, or if a people's group is being eliminated because of who they are, that is a war crime under international law, and we should never, ever simply let that kind of atrocity happen.
Of what people are talking about is the protection of America.
Right.
What about the protection of our Christian people?
Right. Our brothers and sisters in the greater Middle East right now.
We are family.
Yeah. And we need to act like that. So, Christina, with due respect, I appreciate you listening to the broadcast. We completely and fundamentally disagree. All right, a couple things we want you to do. Our book, Rise of ISIS, available again on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, but also important here, folks, is we want you to support the work of Cannon Andrew White. Go to aclj.org or 877-989-2255. You can sign on and support his work, and we'll make sure that proceeds go to the great work that he is doing in the Middle East, which is an incredible ministry. You've heard a little bit of it today. We could literally go on for hours. Also, we've got a petition that's up at aclj.org, over 100,000 signatures, by the way, in less than a week. And that is an authorization for military force. Might want to include an authorization for military force. That's what I think. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on to that. ACLJ.org, 877-989-2255. Let me encourage you also, pray for Andrew Wright and his staff around the Middle East, the greater Middle East. They're doing an incredible work. Your prayers make a difference. But also stand with us so we can stand with them. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
As ISIS keeps advancing, now is not the time to tie our hands. The ACLJ is mobilizing our resources on Capitol Hill to send a clear message. Say no to President Obama's failed policies. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.